Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trek. This is Scott, and this is going to be an off-brand review of the second Mario trailer. The first one was just a teaser, really, and I was there for it. The minute I saw that, I was sold. I didn't need to see anything else. Well, now, within a couple of days ago, they released a full trailer, and I've already seen it once, but I want to watch it again, and it's just, I want to remember it as it's happening. So, I'm not a big, huge, everything Mario fan, but I'm a generalized fan, Mario fan. So when I first saw this first part of the scene in the trailer, spoilers, by the way, where he's going up against Donkey Kong, it reminded me of like the Smash Brothers thing where the characters battle each other type deal. And I was like, that's awesome. And then, like, is Mario going to actually be able to do something against Donkey Kong? He runs out there, and it looks like he's going to do something, and then he just gets stopped right dead in his tracks, and just gets pulverized. And everyone's like, whoa, 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 okay. It's just crazy. Like, the amount of this beautiful artwork that I'm looking at, and just every single scene is just like, wow, I love it. Like, there's nothing that I can see that would make me go, eh. Like, I'm super stoked right now. I'm mad that I gotta wait till April to see it. And I'm loving how we're seeing basically all brand new content in this. We're not seeing a lot of what we really saw in the teaser. This is all just brand new stuff. We get to see the world that they live in. And then Peach's castle looks a whole hell of a lot like the N64 version, where you go in, you have those rooms and the stairs that have locked doors. It reminded me a lot of that. And then there's throwbacks to, like, gameplay situations, like going across the bridge. And then you also have, like, some sort of Mario training thing, which I thought was beautiful. An actual level of Mario and getting to see him interacting with things for real. I was just like, I'm still there. Like, I'm seeing this, like, at midnight. The minute it comes out, I'm watching it that day, because this is going to be amazing. Because I've been wanting to have like a Mario movie for a long time now. The only one we have is like a Mario cartoon TV show, and then the Mario from the dude that was playing in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. This movie has Peach in a helping mode rather than a damsel in distress mode, which I think is pretty cool. Some people might say that that's woke or make her involved, and I think that's great, because getting tired of Peach being abducted and being she's in distress. I'd rather it be where they have to together try to thwart Bowser. And that's not to say that one of them isn't going to be captured later on in the movie, and then the other person has to save them from the onset of that part. And we get to see Yoshi. We get to see one frame of what we saw in the trailer. We get to see Mario Kart. We just got to see so much stuff in this trailer, and it just makes you just want to go. Like, it does. It makes me want to not watch anything else on this movie and just go see it in the theater in April. I might watch the hell out of this trailer up until then. This is beautiful. Like, it's to me, if it doesn't make $1 billion, I will be shocked. Like, there's a lot of YouTubers out there like, it's whatever, and they're just not, it's not for that demographic. Like, I was raised on Mario. I played the regular Nintendo 1, 2, and 3. I played the Super Mario Brothers on my Super NES, and then I got into the Mario Maker. And I wasn't so much into the Odyssey and the Super Smash Brothers stuff, but the main basic, like, Super Mario Brothers type stuff I was on. So to watch all this, it just reminds me of all those things, and reminds me of my youth, when I was knee-deep into everything Mario. And so finally get a Mario movie. That's a Mario movie, and not some kind of, like, you know, loosey-goosey type thing, is amazing. And the only critique I have for this movie is the fact that I have to wait till April 2023 to watch it. I want to watch it now. I want to go to the theater right now and watch it. And I want to watch it a couple times, because just 2 minutes of this movie has me just excited beyond. And I just watched a a breakdown of someone else's reaction, and she was excited. Let me tell you what. The only person that wasn't all, you know, amped about this so far that I've seen is Grace Randolph. She is not a Super Mario Brothers fan. She feels like this movie is not going to make a lot of money. I think it's the opposite. I think it's going to make a buttload of money. They're going to be rolling in that money truck to the studio several times before this thing is done. I predict it's probably going to make $1 billion. So if it doesn't make $1 billion, it'll make damn close, because every kid's going to want to watch this. Every one of their parents is going to want to watch it too, so that's going to drop them off at the theater they're going to go to, and you're probably going to watch it several times. So this movie's going to have a lot of rewatchability to it. I can already tell from this trailer, with what we're seeing. And the graphics is that of basically a video game. It's like where the cutscenes are, or how the graphics look when you're playing the game. They look exactly the same. There's no disconnect. There's no like I don't know why people have an issue with Chris Pratt as playing Mario. Half the time I don't even know who the person doing the voice is, unless it's overly obvious. Like, I have no clue. As long as it sounds good, then it's all good. Who cares about who voiced it? Chris, it could be Angelica Houston playing Peach for all the hell I care. As long as the voice sounds good and works for the character. Mario doesn't do a whole lot of talking. He does a lot of reactionary, you know, noises. So him talking just needs to say, oh, that, yeah, it's Mario. But I'm going to wrap up this podcast here. But if you haven't seen it yet, search on Google Mario trailer. It'll have it on there. Also, you want to watch the teaser trailer too. That focuses more on Bowser and what he was doing. That one's much shorter. So with both of them combined, because you barely got the teaser inside of it, you got basically 3 minutes of a trailer for the Super Mario Brothers movie that is, I think, going to be ridiculously profitable and could launch a film franchise based off of this. And they can just keep on going and going and going and going and going, because it's just voice actors coming to run dialogue, and then they just create this movie over the course of 2 years. So this could be the beginning of a very lucrative film franchise where we get to see different offshoots of what's happening. We might even get like a Luigi's Mansion type going on, for all we know. Or maybe they'll do the thing where Mario goes into the real world where it looks like he's in New York City. We'll do like a movie based on that. Sky is the limit if this movie is successful. So when it comes out in April of next year, we have to make sure we make this movie a $1 billion property. I don't think it would have that hard of a time, because everyone that's a video gamer played Mario. It would be hard pressed to find a video game that did not play Mario in some capacity, or at least knows about it enough. Who is gonna wanna? Their friends are gonna go watch it, and then they're not gonna wanna be the ones left oddball out. They're gonna go watch it too, just so they can be part of the conversation. So, the movie, amazing, looked beautiful. I can't wait to give my review on it in April of next year. So, yay. That will conclude this podcast.